latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Wednesday's Manchester United headlines. Luke Shaw could get his first team run out in more than 4 months as Jose Mourinho is expected to make changes for the Carabao Cup third round clash with Burton Albion on Wednesday night. Well, Shaw could come in at left back, his favourite position, of course. He's been out with a foot injury since early May. And there could also be further changes into the United side with the likes of Nemanja Matic, Eric Bailly, David De Gea and Antonio Valencia given an extra day off from training, which means they are unlikely to feature. Well, it could still see the likes of Romelu Lukaku given a chance on the bench. Of course, Paul Pogba out injured for the time being, so he won't feature. But Scott McTominay is also a young player who could well get a nod to play in midfield alongside Michael Carrick. Well, Mourinho insists Carrick has an important role to play at the club despite being frozen out so far this season. The long-serving 36-year-old was named skipper after all-time top scorer Wayne Rooney's departure, but his elevated status hasn't brought any game time. Well, Carrick has not even made a bench at times this season, but looks set to finally get minutes under his belt in the Carabao Cup third round. Last season, it wasn't until United's opening game in this competition that he made his first competitive appearance before going on to play an important role for the remainder of the campaign. Mourinho said Sergio Romero played in the Europa League final, which was the game of the season for us, and he's not playing. And Herrera was player of the season, and he's not starting matches. That's life in big clubs. We have given him a contract because we think he's a good player, an important player. He is in the team where I think he is at the moment. Nemanja Matic and Marouane Fellaini are the best form that I've ever seen them. Those are the words of Jose Mourinho. Elsewhere, and Romelu Lukaku will reportedly pick up a six-figure bonus this season if he tops the Premier League scoring charts. The United striker has 5 goals to his name already, and Old Trafford Chiefs are understood to have all really pushed the boat out to ensure that he didn't end up back at Stamford Bridge and signed for United. Lukaku is believed to earn a basic salary of £275,000 a week, making him only second in line to Paul Pogba in the pay scale. However, the powerful 23-year-old can take his earnings past £300,000 a week thanks to a lucrative incentive scheme designed to ensure he keeps up a steady supply of goals. Similarly, the bonuses promised last season to Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who one for winning the Golden Boot, one for being United's top scorer. Outside of the cash, he also has to land if the team managed to pick up silverware. Chelsea had offered to match the same basic salary as United, but insiders claimed they balked at the extra add-ons that United were prepared to bring to the negotiations.